Unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, itself remaineth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this final day of the girls' camp, we have a votive mass of Saint Maria Goretti, and Miss Patton's classroom in our Saint Gertrude the Great School is dedicated to her, and she is also a patroness of purity and of the children of Mary. Maria was a young daughter of a poor Italian widow who lived just over 100 years ago. If you remember, I told you yesterday how a good Catholic girl always shows humility and willingness to help her parents at home. And in every respect, little Maria was a good Catholic girl. She helped her mother on the farm, in the house, and with the care of other children. She never complained how poor they were, but she cheered up her mother and was a great comfort to her. She also went to Mass regularly, even though it meant a two-hour walk, and she went as often as she could to confession and Holy Communion. Her good life was totally hidden, and had not her life been cut short, we probably would not know anything about her. But one day, when she was 11 years old, she was faced by a killer who was angry to her because she would not consent to sin. He struck her with a knife several times and then ran away. Maria was taken to a hospital where she died about 24 hours later. With great joy, she received Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and then went to heaven. Her killer was sent to prison, where for a long time he did not repent of his horrible crime. But then, one night, he had a vision of little Maria offering him flowers. From that moment on, he was a changed man. When he was freed from prison after many years, the first thing he did was to beg Maria's mother for forgiveness. Girls, little Maria offering flowers as a token of forgiveness brings us to our third Old Testament heroine named Rahab. She did not rescue the chosen people, but she was saved by them because she showed mercy and kindness to God's people under the threat to her own life. After the death of Moses, the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, and God gave Joshua as their new leader. Immediately he aroused his army into a spirit of combat. The Israelites were fearless soldiers and were successful in the battle. But to conquer the land God had promised them, they needed first to capture a city named Jericho. So Joshua sent two spies to Jericho. These two find lodging at the house of a woman named Rahab. But the king got to know that two Israelites had come to his city by night and were staying at Rahab's house. Rahab hid them on the top of her house and covered them with the stalks of flax. So king's troops did not found the Israeli spies, and the gates of Jericho were closed so that they could not escape. Rahab went to the Israeli spies she was hiding and told them she believed this land was given to them by true God. She only asked that as she showed mercy to them by hiding them from the soldiers, the Israelites would show mercy to her and to her family and save her parents, siblings, and house when they would come to conquer the city. The spies promised that Rahab and her family would be shown mercy for protecting them. Then Rahab let them down with a cord out of her window, for her house was next to the wall. The spies said that when the Israelites would come to conquer the city, Rahab should tie this scarlet cord and collect all her family into her house. The cord would be the sign to the Israelites that this is Rahab's house, hers who protected them, and that all its inhabitants must be saved. Jericho was now closed shut and fenced because of the fear of the Israelites. According to commandment of God, Joshua had the priests sound 7 trumpets while walking around the city with the Ark of the Covenant. And on the 7th day, Joshua ordered the Israelites to attack the city, but to spare Rahab and her family. All the Israelites shouted with the trumpets, and the walls of Jericho fell down. Girls, in Rahab we see how God saves and rewards all those who stay faithful and do according to his commandments. St. James in his epistle in the Bible says, "Do you see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only? And in like manner also Rahab, was not she justified by works, receiving the messengers and sending them forth another way?" Rahab was not a member of the chosen people, and likewise all of us, every single one who is born into this world, is an alien to God's mercy because of original sin. Rahab and her family were doomed to perish in the siege of Jericho. But she confessed the true faith, saying to the spies, "The Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath." Endangering her own life, that the two strangers, the servants of the living God, might escape unharmed, Rahab helped them escape. Because she showed and did mercy, she was also shown mercy by God. Not only was she saved from the destruction of the city, but she and her family were taken as members of the chosen people, and she married Solomon of the tribe of Judah, and became the ancestor of King David and also of our Lord Jesus. Girls, if you ever get discouraged in the midst of the worries in home or because of the sorrows of the world, remember this our Old Testament saint of today. One 5th century Syrian bishop had these beautiful words about Rahab. "In the midst of the land of impiety, there was a pearl. In the mire, there was burnished gold. In the mud, there was a flower blooming with godliness." It's remarkable how often the centuries have described Rahab as a beautiful flower. This introducing a pagan girl into the Jewish nation was truly extraordinary event. Jews are very exclusive and cautious against stranger in their midst. But Rahab's heroism in saving the Israeli spies was something truly memorable. It's true, the seed where she grew came from an impious soil, but God, who showed mercy, accepted her, planted and raised her among his other beautiful flowers. As Saint Maria Goretti offered beautiful flowers as a token of forgiveness to her own killer, Rahab was made an ancestor of Jesus because she believed in God and showed mercy to his servants. Even Jews themselves, after the centuries passed, and when they had committed many horrible crimes and even rejected our Lord on the cross, the Jews still did not forget this pagan girl who became the ancestor of King David through her heroism. They have a religious book called the Talmud, which they still study, and where one can find this passage. What does the king do? He makes his son a garden. As long as the son obeys his father's injunctions, the latter visits all the universe to find the most beautiful flowers and have them transplanted into the son's garden. But if he is vexed by his son's behavior, he pulls up all the flowers. It is the same thing for the Israelites when they do God's will. He goes over all world and seeks amongst the other nations for a wise man, and he brings him to the Israelites and unites him to their nation, as for instance, Jethro and Rahab. But when they vex the Lord, he takes from them even the just men who are among them. Dear girls, your camp is now drawing to an end. I hope you have had lots of fun during these days, and hope you have learned a little bit of these three heroic women, Judith, Jael, and Rahab. I hope they can teach you how to be a faithful Catholic daughter of the Church. I hope and pray that you would end up to be as chaste and modest as Judith, as humble and submissive as Jael, and as faithful as Rahab. When you grow up, remember, it's not enough to believe what your priests, parents, and teachers tell you. You also need to work, and sometimes work hard, to become a good girl which God wants you to be. In all these histories you have heard about these great women, the Bible especially recounts their good works. They were proclaimed just and blessed because of their faith and obedience, their faith and hospitality, their faith and patience, their faith and humility. In order to be like them, remember God and His goodness to you by faithfully assisting Mass and going to sacraments. But don't leave Him and His grace inside the Church when you return home. Learn to see your godly duties as your own way to sanctity by staying as good in home as these ladies of the Old Testament were. Judith loved her country and wanted to rescue it from the cruel oppressor. Jael saw her neighbors, the Israelites, in distress and offered her skills to liberate her friends. And Rahab loved her father, her mother, and her brothers and sisters so much that she willingly risked her life that her whole family might be taken into the sweet communion of God's saints. Like Rahab, you were once a little baby born without grace and living far away from God, excluded from the company of saints. But your parents brought you to a priest that he might baptize you, wash away your sins, and make you a true daughter of the Almighty God. Without the faith and heroic deeds of their daughter Rahab, her father and mother would have perished in the destruction of Jericho, together with her brothers and sisters. And you girls, if your mom and dad had not brought you to be baptized, the priest could not have washed your sins away and make you a daughter of God and a Catholic girl. Never return this gift of baptism with ingratitude, disobedience, or unfaithfulness, but in all your actions show that God has made you His good and faithful handmaiden, as He made Judith, Jael, and Rahab. God rewards His faithful daughters and good Catholic girls, and that is again best recorded in the words of the Holy Scripture. Children, hear the judgment of your Father, and so do that you may be saved. For God hath made the father honorable to the children, and seeking the judgment of the mothers, hath confirmed it upon the children. He that loveth God shall obtain pardon for his sins by prayer, and shall refrain himself from them, and shall be heard in the prayer of days. And he that honored his mother is a one that layeth up a treasure. He that honored his father shall have joy in his own children, and in the day of his prayer he shall be heard. He that honored his father shall enjoy a long life, and he that obeyeth the father shall be a comfort to his mother. He that feareth the Lord honoreth his parents, and will serve them as his masters that brought him into the world. Honor thy father in work and word, and in all patience, that a blessing may come upon thee from him, and his blessing may remain in the latter end. I wish you a happy and joyful rest of the summer, and may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.